7001.
7001, go ahead.
The person that I talked to about not stepping in front of the bus, it turned into a big, big ordeal. It's got me all jazzed up. He said that I was transgendering him and that I've been something to do with him being a transgender that I've been, I don't know, from, it's gotten, he's dragged me into a big pile of mud.
Oh, well, for starters, why do you keep engaging with him? You should have just let it go. When he said he didn't want to be lectured, you should have just dropped it right there.
Well, I tried to, but he wanted your people's name at TriMet, and I said, well, if you need to file a complaint, you can call TriMet. I have a witness standing right here. He said, heard the whole thing. And so he says, well, why won't you give me anybody's name at TriMet? And I go, well, you just call customer service. If you need to make a complaint, then you can complain to them. And it just went on and on and on and on and on. I didn't know he was a transgender. I have no idea. All my intention was to tell him not to step in. He almost was struck by the bus. And this is happening to me all the time. These people dart. And I don't want an incident to happen on my bus. I got a couple of PAs, and I don't need something like that to happen. So I just told him, don't step on front of the bus. I said, I'm doing it, you know, for your safety. And it just turned into a big pile of mud. So I just want that on record, because their chief, Abby, she is trying to make it way different than what it is.
Well, it sounds to me like the best thing I could suggest would be for you to stop in and talk to your manager or assistant manager at the earliest convenience, because if this does get called in, like you said, it could become a much bigger issue than it ever should be. So with that in mind, there really isn't anything for me to document other than the time that you've called in and what you've said, which is on a recorded line. So the time that we've talked, and for you to lay some groundwork with that management at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
All right. Well, once again, my biggest piece of advice to you as a longtime driver, and you are too, is that when people start to get you riled up in that way, just shut them down. Tell them whatever they say. I'm sorry this happened. You know, you're right. Let's just move on. And don't engage them anymore. Just let it go.
That's what I did. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I upset you. Let's just cut it right here. And I said, I'm sorry. But then as they saw that I was backing down and retreating, then it turned around where psychologically then the attack came back even stronger. So I don't know. I hope that's all recorded, so that's all I can say. I tried to do that.
Your conversation with the other party is not recorded to the best of my knowledge. Just the conversation that you're having with me. And again, you are giving people power to engage with you. Just like we're going back and forth right now. If you simply state, I'm sorry, but I need to concentrate on my driving. I cannot converse with you. And that's it.